This is a free ACCA podcast from www.bizpod.co.uk, helping you to pass your exams.
The need for laws, regulations, standards and other guidance for auditors. By the end of this e-slide, you should have a broad understanding of the need for laws, regulations and standards. Now, the audit profession is no different from most professions in that they are regulated. But why are professions, and the audit profession specifically, so regulated? Well, one role regulation plays is assurance to users and consumers of a service that certain standards are met and maintained. Following on from this, if regulations do not exist, for example, as to who can and cannot be an auditor, people would not know who they could trust. And this also gives confidence to people that the auditing profession and auditors individually are capable to undertake the task. Therefore, we can say the purpose of regulation is to provide assurance, trust, and confidence. However, these three elements, that is assurance, trust, and confidence, will only be accepted if there is also confidence in the regulator. In many countries, regulations are delegated by the state to the professional bodies. However, the degree to which deregulation occurs is dependent on the state. If the state is committed to central control, it may retain responsibility for regulation. If, however, as in many countries, it is committed to a more relaxed or devolved economy, it is more likely to delegate regulation and standard setting. There is, however, two further considerations. The first is the extent to which professional bodies have the expertise, skills, and integrity to set and maintain a robust regulatory framework. And the second is the extent to which the public, users, and consumers of the service view the professional bodies. Now, this latter point is a key issue, as many people believe professional bodies do not create regulations and standards that are adequate. In fact, many people view this self-regulation as a way of protecting the interests of their members first and the public second. Now, this has led to an ongoing debate concerning the level of self-regulation, and that regulation and standards should be set and maintained by independent bodies. It should be noted, however, that this debate is not merely limited to the auditing profession, although in the light of Enron and WorldCom, it has been brought to the fore. But self-regulation of the legal and medical professions has also been subject to much criticism. Now, in summary, laws, regulations and standards help to improve trust and confidence and the level of assurance for users of the service. However, what underpins these elements is the regulator. Many countries delegate this process to individual professions. However, this also creates criticism, and the level or degree of self-regulation that should be given is the subject of much debate. One solution is for the state to appoint independent regulators, thus freeing the state from the responsibility, but not giving power to the professions. Critics of this approach say it is merely another level of bureaucracy and cost. So no doubt, the debate will continue.
For more ACCA podcasts, go to www.bizpod.co.uk.